And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 24th of January, 2014. It's the birthday of the novelist Edith Wharton, New York City, 1862, came from a rich New York family living off their real estate and banking fortune. Edith grew up around 23rd and Park Avenue. She read books from the family's great library, felt odd in high society. At the age of 23, she entered into a long and miserable marriage with a family friend, a good-looking guy, Teddy Wharton. Didn't care for books, had extravagant tastes, had numerous affairs. Edith Wharton went to Europe to escape from him, and she met Henry James in Europe and became good friends with him. He encouraged her to write about the New York City that she knew so well and that she disliked so much. And it was Henry James who introduced her to his friend Morton Fullerton, a journalist in Paris. Edith Wharton fell in love with him, had a long, passionate affair with him when she was in her late 40s, and she moved to Paris to be closer to him, though the affair ended soon after. She loved living in Paris. She got to know André Gide and Jean Cocteau, Theodore Roosevelt. F. Scott Fitzgerald came and visited her. She felt rather old-fashioned in the literary world. She did not approve of James Joyce's Ulysses. Died in Paris at the age of 75, working on a novel, lay in bed in her last days, writing it page by page, dropping each page onto the floor so it could be collected later. Edith Wharton, who said there are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or to be the mirror that receives it. It's the birthday of the zoologist Desmond Morris, born in Purton, England in 1928. He had studied and written about chimpanzees and other animals, and then he decided to write a book about human behavior as he had written about animal behavior. It was called The Naked Ape. It was an enormous bestseller in 1967. It's the birthday of the playwright William Congreve, West Yorkshire, England, 1670, author of the Restoration comedy The Way of the World, in which he created sayings that we still might use today. Heaven has no rage like love to hatred turned, nor hell a fury like a woman scorned. Music hath charms to soothe the savage breast, wrote William Congreve. And it was he who said, thus grief still treads upon the heels of pleasure. Married in haste, we may repent at leisure. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, Getting Up Early. Just as the night was fading into the dusk of morning, when the air was cool as water, when the town was quiet, and I could hear the sea, I caught sight of the moon, no higher than the rooftops, our neighbor, the moon. An hour before the sunrise, she glowed with her own sunrise, gold in the gray of morning. World without town or forest, without wars or sorrows, she paused between two trees. And it was as if, in secret, not wanting to be seen, she chose to visit us so early in the morning. Getting Up Early by Ann Porter, from her collection An Altogether Different Language, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.